From the Iraqi soccer team to the U.S. men's basketball team. It plays the Greek team today. Many fans here are still stunned because our NBA team lost in basketball on Sunday to the team from Puerto Rico. It stings especially because Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. What's an island territory doing with its own Olympic team? Here with an explainer feature is Slate's Andy Bowers.
Puerto Rico can send athletes to Greece because the International Olympic Committee, the game's governing body, has recognized the island's National Olympic Committee. Each delegation to the games has such a committee, which must meet criteria established by the IOC. The criteria for national committees are clear, but the rules about who can form them are murkier. The Olympic Charter says the expression country means an independent state recognized by the international community. The IOC recognized Puerto Rico as such an entity in 1948, the same year Washington granted the island the right to elect its own governor. But that power is nothing like full independence. The U.S. Department of Interior classifies Puerto Rico as what's called an insular area of the United States, a jurisdiction that is, quote, neither part of one of the several states nor a federal district. Apparently, insular areas are independent enough for the IOC, which also recognizes delegations from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Over the years, the IOC's practice of recognizing states without full sovereignty has proved controversial. For instance, following the 1993 peace accords between the Israelis and the Palestinians, the IOC recognized a Palestinian National Olympic Committee. Israel petitioned the IOC to bar Palestinian athletes from marching under a Palestine banner, claiming no such nation existed, but the IOC rebuffed the request.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers. You can send your news-related questions to explainer@npr.org.